We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous, Phil. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Juggalo and Twitch, I see all you checking in. Brandon, ahoy, ahoy.
Wow, new season of Street Fighter sounds terrible.
This is K-Rock. Man, Bills and Cowboys taking a loss yesterday.
Good thing I'm a Patriots or a...
Oh, what are you?
Who's good right now?
Cardinals or 4-2?
I'm a Cardinals and who's undefeated? Isn't there Steelers?
Steelers are undefeated.
Man, go terrible towel.
Chiefs are 5-1.
Yeah, go Chiefs. I've always been a fan of everyone but the Cowboys. I don't know why you're telling me the Cowboys score.
What happened last night? You got to see Andy Dalton play
well,
right? The whole game.
And it's gonna sound I don't know what the word is.
Like you're
now.
Making excuses?
Yeah, or that, you know, oh, now you see it. But I was thinking about it during the game last night, and like I was going back and looking at stats and all that. Yeah, Andy Dalton may be the best backup in the league. Maybe. Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
There was a reason the Bengals were like 1-15 and 0-16 and 2-14. I mean, he's always had wide receivers, and he's always had kind of a running game. It's our offensive line was absolute trash.
Yeah.
But with weapons like that, dude, you say hike and throw it.
Yeah.
And then Zeke fumbled twice.
Oh.
Which is, it's weird. I'm a Cowboys fan. I love Zeke. I think it's funny. He's got the thing on his stomach about feeding him
mm-hmm.
and all that. I kind of thought it was funny that he fumbled twice. Like, I don't know what it is. There's just something about him that I don't love the most.
Text line asks, are they tanking for Trevor?
You know, At this point, do it? I said that in jest, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they'd have to really fall pretty...
They can't be worse than the Jets. The Jets haven't won a game.
Yeah, they could not... They would need to win just, like, one or two more games, and then, you know, someone like the Jets would have to have an incredible second half of the season and win, like, four games
mm-hmm.
to be in contention. I kind of think we're just going to re-sign Dak. There's no way we
yeah.
don't. That'd be really mean.
That'd be really mean.
Yeah. I think
for Jerry Jones to say, oh, you broke your legs.
Like, well, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. You broke your leg, and I got this big old Trevor Lawrence feller mm-hmm. coming in from Clemson. So for much cheaper for a couple years, instead of, you know, $180, $190 million, I think they franchise tag poor Dak again.
Yeah.
One more time.
Well, we didn't see a full season out of you, so how would we...
So they're going to say, we'll give you $30 million again, which is fine. Dude, then that means you just signed a two-year, $60 million
yeah,
deal.
Right.
Fine.
Take it.
Fine. But that still sucks.
Text line says, Cody, 21 needs to hold on to the ball. That's the thing?
Yeah.
Is that 21 needs to actually hold on to it.
Yeah, here's the thing. When you are a football player, mm-hmm. say, like, I'm on the Cowboys.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know what the football is.
Yeah.
And you're running away. You're the running back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you're wide receiver and you catch it. If you're told that the play is over and you put it on the ground.
Yeah.
And the other team picks it up.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
No, you want to hold on to the
okay.
ball.
Okay.
Then when the play was all over, then you give the ball to the ref or whatever.
Okay.
I think Zeke forgot about that a couple times because he was like, he was just standing up. Upright. He was running. Like, no, silly.
Text line says, I thought the Cowboys were going to go 8-8, Cody. There's still time.
Listen, that's what I said. I said they could go 8-8. They're 2-4. All they got to do is win
six more
terrible games. They play the Eagles twice,
Washington Sunday.
Twice, the Giants again. You know what I mean? They could still definitely finish 8-8. But I also said the thing about going 2-14. But I would say like a 6-10
mm-hmm.
after that game.
After seeing it.
After that game. But again,
yeah.
Zeke never fumbled twice in college. So that's a rarity.
So yeah, here we are.
So
T Good, thank you for that 5 month sub in Twitch. Appreciate that. Juggalo, very hot take. Jerry Jones' eyes are too far apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's creepy looking.
He's a thousand.
He's a weird looking dude. And he's had so many surgeries that he used to have a big fat face, so his eyes weren't far apart.
Mm-hmm.
Now they are. And
I love when old people get plastic surgery.
My eyes aren't too far apart.
You're looking at me wrong.
My eyes aren't too far apart.
Canadian Carla checking in, eating yummy pizza for breakfast, sipping on some tea. Not sure it gets better. That does sound pretty nice, man.
Nice.
It does sound pretty nice. Well, we are here. We are hanging out. Twitch mics are always on. It is a Tuesday. Lots to get to today. I think we're at the high temperature now, 61. I think it's going to get colder throughout the day.
Yeah, it ain't bad out.
You're either going to love this like I love it, or it's going to annoy you because this type of person annoys you, but I'll see. Like, Cody and I both love serious parts of funny movies. Like, yes. We go back to, why is it when a... In the heat of the moment. Yeah.
In Wayne's World there?
In Wayne's World, like when Ed O'Neill takes those serious breaks.
Yes. Yeah.
So in Austin Powers,
yes,
there's a part where Dr. Evil talks about himself very seriously and his childhood.
Yeah.
This right here.
The scrotum?
Yeah, and I'll play you this to set up what I'm going to play for you next.
Okay.
My father would womanize, he would drink, he would make outrageous claims like he invented the question mark. Sometimes he would accuse chestnuts of being lazy, the sort of general malaise that only the genius possess and the insane lament. My childhood was typical. Summers in Rangoon, luge lessons. In the spring, we'd make meat helmets. When I was insolent, I was placed in a burlap bag and beaten with reeds. Pretty standard.
So we know that, right?
Yeah.
This woman had to submit an audition.
Okay.
And they said, can you please send us a serious monologue? We need to see how you act seriously.
Okay.
So she did that monologue from Austin Powers.
Yeah.
And nobody noticed.
What?
You want to hear it?
Yeah, I very much do.
My father would womanize. He would drink. Make outrageous claims like he invented the question mark. Sometimes he would accuse chestnuts of being lazy. Sort of general malaise that the genius possess and the insane lament. My childhood was typical. Summers in Rangoon. Luge lessons. In the spring, we'd make meat helmets.
Oh my god, I like the pause.
When I was insolent.
Is she crying?
Yeah.
I was placed in a burlap sack and beaten with reeds.
Standard.
Pretty standard.
I like it.
That's really funny.
I love it.
And the worst part is that she probably didn't get whatever the part it was because they didn't understand what she was doing.
Yeah, I don't know. She said that they loved her monologue, but obviously they don't know what that's from.
No.
When you take it out of Austin Powers, it sounds so seriously.
Yeah.
So serious.
That is such a good movie,
by
the way.
We'd make meat helmets. Oh my god, it's so good.
So good. That is great.
Yeah.
I wish there was their reaction to it once they realized... You know what I mean?
Oh, I wonder if they did.
I wonder if they laughed.
Because she had to submit it by video.
Yeah.
Because you like aren't going in for auditions right now.
That is really funny.
Her name is Lisa Gilroy. I really like that.
That's a good, I like the pause. That really extended pause.
Placed in a burlap sack and beat with reeds. Pretty typical, pretty standard.
Oh, man. God. That's great.
315-364-109. Yeah, I'm glad you like that. Sometimes those basic white bitches annoy you, but I think she really did it well.
No, so yeah, with stuff like that, where it's actually something that's funny,
yeah,
that's fine. It's when they attempt at it themselves.
Yeah. When she snuck it in there.
When it's not.
Lisa Gilroy was her name, Sunflower asking. She's an actress who submitted a dramatic monologue.
That's very funny. I bet she gets some other type of attention. Stuff.
I'm trying to find Wayne.
Oh,
what?
Is that her?
Who?
Is she the blonde?
Yeah, she's the blonde. You looked her up?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, she should definitely get some acting gigs. And that's not just, you know, like a million. She's just very pretty. I bet she'd get some acting gigs.
That's kind of how you got to get it now. You got to go a little viral.
Yeah, yeah.
Do something.
She kind of looks like a blonde. Well, no, not in some pictures. In some pictures, she looks like a blonde Alanis Morissette.
A little bit, yeah.
And in other pictures, not at all.
This is Stan Mikita's Donuts. Excellent munchables. This is the manager, Glenn. He's here 24 hours a day. I recommend the Sugar Pucks. They're excellent. Come on.
I'd never done a crazy thing in my life before that night. Why is it? If a man kills another man in battle, it's called heroic. Yet if he kills a man in the heat of passion, it's called murder.
Hello!
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 He's the best.
That is just so good, man.
I did it. What was the one I did?
And then there's the other one where he's with the... Oh, I forget where he's out in the woods or whatever, killing a man.
I did one to my kids over this weekend, and obviously they don't know the reference, but hold on a second.
Anything wrong, Davey?
Yeah. I got paid today.
Oh, yeah, I know what that's like.
No, you don't understand. They laid me off. I got one of these.
Yeah, I know how that feels.
You know what I like to do?
Yeah, I know what you'd like to do. You'd like to find the guy that did it. Rip his still beating heart out of his chest and hold it in front of his face so he can see how black it is before he dies.
Actually, I was thinking about filing a grievance with the union.
Well, the world's a twisted place.
No, the one where he does the... Hold on a second, where he says, I hear you throwing a concert. It's good. The world needs entertainment. I started doing that. Hold on. Wayne's World... concert.
Your poor kids. Is that, I don't know if enough in that movie, can they see that?
No, probably not. This is what I tried saying to him.
So, Wayne, I hear you're putting on some kind of concert. That's good. People need to be entertained. They need the distraction. I wish to God that somebody would do something to block out the voices in my head for 5 minutes. The voices that scream over and over. Why do they come to me to die? Why do they come to me to die?
I did that one to my kids and they don't know.
Why do they come to me to die? Why do they come to me to die?
I paraphrased it, but they were doing something with their cousin. And I go, what are you guys doing? Making an iMovie? It's good.
It's good. It's good.
World needs entertainment.
World needs entertainment.
Lock out the voices in my head. Why do they come to me to die?
What do they say? Nothing?
They just looked at me.
I can see your kids literally getting up and just... closing the door, or like kind of just gently pushing you back just one step so they can, no, Dad, I'm just.
Why do they come to me to die? Most underrated character in any movie is Ed O'Neill's character in Wayne's World.
Yeah, pretty much. I would agree.
I would agree. I'm sorry. Who are the Tennessee Volunteers? Is that a college team?
Yep.
And they played the Kentucky Wildcats?
Yep.
Why don't I know either of those names? Are they?
You do. You do. Talking about you're going to talk about my upset special on the week on Saturday? Oh, go ahead.
Why? What about it?
Someone might have made some money on that for entertainment purposes only.
I think you can say just legally you bet on it because it's
and I put money on Kentucky. Boom.
A Tennessee Volunteers fan. See, I never hear the second part of the name. That's why I don't know it. I only hear Tennessee and Kentucky.
Tennessee is the college that has like that light orange color.
Yeah, I know that one.
Okay, and Kentucky, I'm trying to think of how you would know. They're blue. They
marry their cousins?
Sometimes in Kentucky, I think that's one of them, yeah. Right, cool. I'm trying to think of what you might know about them. You wouldn't know John Calipari, their coach.
I do know that name because it sounds like calamari, and then I start thinking about food.
There you go. Johnny Octopus. But other than that, I don't really know what you'd know about Kentucky.
So the Volunteers, Tennessee got blown out by Kentucky Saturday.
Yeah, they did.
He got so upset he threw a beer bottle through his window.
That's not going to be good for anybody.
And his wife left him because of it.
Oh, there's more to that. That's a there's more.
There's more to that. And as somebody whose wife would probably on the verge of leaving him any day, it just takes one thing, I think.
there's the proverbial, whatever you say that fancy word, straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah. Like, if I stood up and got mad and chucked a beer bottle at the TV,
yeah,
and my wife just goes, kids, get your bags.
Right?
You'd actually, be like, no, she'd say, you get out of my house.
Yeah, she'd be like, kids, get daddy's bags.
Get daddy's bags, please.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't think I packed your, didn't think I pre-packed bags for you? Yeah.
He called into a radio show. I haven't heard the audio yet, but he said, he tried to get her to stay by saying, Tennessee football done this. I didn't do it.
Makes sense.
I've been watching Tennessee football for 30 years. And I did something today that I've never done. I messed up, threw a beer bottle through my window, and my wife left me. I had two beers. I wasn't even drunk. I can't stand to watch this team anymore. I can't do it. My blood pressure's up. So I apologized to her and told her, honey, Tennessee football done this. I didn't do it. My wife just looked at me and grabbed some stuff, said she's going to her mom's for a few weeks.
Going to her mom's for a few weeks.
Yeah, he sounds old enough to where this might have been, you know, a coming for a while
like,
now.
Here he goes again.
Where this might not been the only done instance of such an occurrence of a disturbance, a domestic kind.
Now, hold on a second.
Will.
Let me see if I can. What? Just listening to that audio.
What's the matter?
Here, stand by.
Yes.
Because I want to.
Yes, ma'am.
May I help you?
Yes, sir.
What
can I kindly do for you?
If you've been a long-time listener of the show, you've heard this.
What's that, Mr. Joshua?
You've heard me play something here. Now, I want you to go back. Just listen to the beginning of this guy, okay?
Yes, sir.
I've been watching Tennessee football for 30 years.
Oh, my God, I know where you're going with this.
Something today that I've never done.
Okay?
I know where you're going with this. I just heard it.
Is it the same guy?
Randy Taylor, I don't know where you people come from. I don't know if you test your products, your quantity of your product.
Does he say where he's
very delicious?
He's from in this?
Love your sausage for 30-something years, but I can't take and feed a family of five on a little 12-ounce roll of sausage.
You might.
I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage, but you don't have it anymore.
It's gone.
Boy. I messed up, threw a beer bottle through my window, and my wife left me. I had two beers. I wasn't even drunk.
But I said, this is the sausage.
You've got a 12-ounce roll, and you got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece, a woman that's a little plump Scotch girl.
I think it's the same guy.
I can't stand to watch this team anymore. I can't do it. My blood pressure's up, so I apologized to her and told her, honey, Tennessee football done this. Well, I didn't do it.
His blood pressure's up from eating sausage.
And grabbed some stuff, said she's going to her mom's for a few weeks.
Going her miles for a few weeks.
Well, I said was on your way back. Make sure, because you're going to another county, pick up some of that almighty Jimmy Dean sausage, if
Fact
you will.
Fact signs, Zapruder filming it, saying no different draws.
Yeah, Twitch is saying that, too. Hey, man, but sometimes you got to have a sausage, and sometimes you got to huck a beer bottle through your window.
He does sound a little bit like Hank Hill. So, let's backtrack a little bit. Good morning, this is K-Rock. I'm just kind of all over the place on a Tuesday. We were playing last break the audio of Austin Powers, and we played the Wayne's World at O'Neill.
Yes.
And when you do that, YouTube starts suggesting videos for you.
Yep.
And they suggested this one for me. For a product that used to run on TV all the time during our youth that I'd forgotten all about. Now, kids, you're not going to know this product. It was the hands-free headset for our phones. Remember it?
I do. I mean, I know of it. I think I'm going to have to actually look at the video to remember the product itself.
Now, Twitch, you're going to see the video because I'm going to play it for you. This would run in every commercial break of my childhood because holding a phone is so... I mean, in the very beginning of it, the woman drops her phone into a giant vat of cake batter.
Yeah. That's pretty
nice. Look out! You need phone relief. The ultimate enhanced-free phone design. Watch. Simply attach the special bubble back fastener to any phone.
Okay,
then attach the phone relief headset.
It one size fits all.
Yeah.
You kids, back before you had Bluetooth, this is how we had to live.
Yeah, you don't understand. Ooh, she's hot.
This is how we had to live.
You don't understand what we had to do to, like...
To make phone calls and talk on the phone.
Talk on the phone. And that's still got a cord.
Like... This is a, well, these are phones that are about the size of, I don't know what to compare them to. Look, think of your shoe. I mean, that's about the size of a shoe.
Yeah, it's like the size of a size 10 shoe.
And then we had a curly cord that would attach to the wall.
Yeah.
And if you were going to be on the phone for a while talking to your girlfriend, needing to have your hands free, you know what I'm talking about?
Playing video games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I mean, right? Sure.
Uh-huh.
It's that easy. Hands-free, pain-free. You'll wonder how you ever lived without it.
Ow.
It's perfect for remotes. Now talk hands-free anywhere.
Oh, look at that Playboy. Look at that Playboy with the cordless phone.
I mean, duh. He's waxing and buffing the car, getting ready to wax and buff your mom's
with
behind.
With the cordless phone.
That's who he's on the phone with. Making a booty call to your mama.
This commercial ran every break.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we could not be bothered to hold phones anymore.
No, that was it.
Anytime.
Screw
office
that.
Work is a pain for Mr. Phone in the Neck, but you won't miss a beat with hands-free freedom.
Phone in the neck.
For the entire office, work goes quicker and easier. The padded headset removes this easily and is fully adjustable. Best of all, Phone Relief works with your favorite phone, an amazing breakthrough product you'll use every day.
You will. If you're listening on the radio, what it is the hands-free phone device from our childhood.
Yeah.
That would attach to a plastic headset, Mr. Phone in the Neck.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, yeah. Okay, sure it did, Mr. Phone in the Neck.
Yeah, Mr. Phone in the Neck.
Okay, Mr. Phone in the Neck.
Grandma loves it. Grandma's using it so she can still knit while she uses the phone.
Now only $12.95. Call toll-free to order by credit card and make this your last Phone in the Neck call.
Phone in the Neck call.
Make this your last Phone in the Neck call.
Mr. Phone in the Neck.
You dumb bastard. Kelly and Twitch saying Oneida Hospital, if you have a doctor's appointment and the doctor is affiliated with Oneida Healthcare, they'll do rapid tests out there. What?
Okay.
I'm excited.
I'm not.
I know.
It doesn't matter. Is it still in the nose? I was going to say. That's why I just blank stared at you because I don't care. I'm not doing it ever
is
again.
Is the rapid test the inside of the cheek one?
Oh.
If that's the case, I can do that every
then
day.
Then I can unstare at you.
That's the case. I don't remember how they do it.
I ain't cool.
I was going through Facebook yesterday. God, people are so fragile on the internet. Jesus. The Gap puts up an ad, says, hey, if you need cloth face masks, we got them. And the comments of just fragile man babies.
It's insane. Like, it doesn't bother them at all. It has nothing to do with anybody.
It doesn't affect
their lives in the least.
Don't want to buy it? Don't buy it.
Nope. You don't go to the Gap anyway.
Never shopping at the Gap again. They weren't making a political statement.
Right? And it's some big, you know, country flannel. Never again am I shopping at the Gap. All right. Well, Larry, I don't think you've ever gone in there before.
Yeah, man.
I don't think they're going to mind not losing your never-before business.
Like, just stop being man babies. Jesus, it's a business. They're like, hey, we got this product that people need.
It's what we have to do right now.
Boot cut jeans?
Are you kidding me right now?
You kidding me right now?
That's messed up.
You cuck?
I'm not fragile. You're fragile.
But the things that, but the things we have done to better ourselves during the coronavirus. Oh. Number one, Cody failed at.
We were supposed to do that?
Well, like things that we've just, habits we've picked up. I've become a worse person during coronavirus, I think, right?
I didn't know I was supposed to better myself. I thought we were allowed to, like, slip into rock bottom because it was, like, okay.
Right? You're like, okay, it's a pass.
Next year,
I'll get my life together, right?
Yeah, uh-oh.
Well, number one thing most people have done is they've been drinking more water and staying hydrated. That's not a cocoa. I'm always pretty hydrated.
I mean, I've been kind of pounding coconut water for the last couple months.
Yeah.
But, you know, other than that, nothing.
Staying in better contact with friends and family, I'm not good at that at all.
Always the worst. I'm easily the worst at that in the history of the universe.
I don't really talk to anybody. Keeping your home uncluttered?
That I'm good at.
I mean, I'm not the best. My wife likes to declutter everything, so I don't really have much going on in the house.
Yeah, I like to declutter, so that works for me.
Ooh, Ben Riley installed a dishwasher, finished his basement, and swapped out 7 light fixtures. Well, look at you, Bob freaking Vila. Look at you there,
Bougie
Property
Ben.
Brothers.
Oh, let me just go ahead and call those Joanne and that other guy. Then come
the
on,
Gaines.
And
then
move that bus. And oh, it's Ben's brand new things.
No, that was the other guy. The move the bus guy was the. I don't know his name.
Not anymore. He's fired.
All right. We've been being better with money. I have been.
Yeah.
You don't have to spend on a lot of stuff because we've all been cooped up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shopping locally. We've been shopping more local.
I've
been doing the opposite. Everything's online.
I've tried when I can, but that's because there's places I like to get stuff from. But for the most part, that's not fair to put that during the pandemic. We couldn't shop local.
Yeah, that's tricky.
Yeah.
A lot of you saying you remodeled a bunch of stuff.
Dude, my neighbors did that for this entire time. Every other day I'm seeing drywall come flying out of their front door.
Dude, that's why I couldn't get a garage in the fall, because of you bastards taking all the wood.
Yeah, everyone's doing all the stuff, man.
I'm doing the bathroom. We're just about ready to crank that out. Then it's the kitchen. It's a lot of stuff. But not like big overhauls, because I'm a moron. I'm not very handy. I can do the limited amount of stuff.
I can't do anything. So
I'm not like some of you guys.
I hear you. I literally can't do anything.
Exercise. Nope. Nope.
No.
Hard pass.
No.
Things that we've been doing more to improve ourselves during coronavirus. Spending more time in nature and going on walks. We did do a lot of road trips in the nature this year.
Yeah.
And you went to the beach like every day.
Yeah. Yeah. If that counts, then yeah, that works for me, because anywhere I could dip a toe in a cool body of water, I went and did.
If I may just dip a toe.
Go ahead and do that.
Cooking and listening to more music, 10 and 11. Yeah, that was me. I just have always enjoyed just quiet time cooking.
Yeah, I didn't do anything more so.
I don't think I did either.
No, same amount.
I just like spending time in the kitchen with my headphones on.
Yeah.
Preparing for the family.
I hear you.
And then, I've been listening to so much music. Like, the only time I'm not listening to music is when this microphone is on and I'm talking.
We had to. This past few months. We couldn't go see it.
No.
So we've all been just blasting it, into our faces ourselves.
I have discovered so much new music that's not new music in my life.
That's
you guys
great.
Have been following my metalcore midlife crisis. And then my nighttime music has been Dawes. I've discovered Dawes.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, he's so good. He or they. I don't know what the hell they are, but they come up and I love them. They're my vibe out, come down. Last night I had 2 hours of data entry for the damn whiskey pickup this weekend.
Yeah.
Just put in Dawes and chilled out.
Dawes.
Jason Isbell, just chilled out. Dawson, I watched Dawson Creek.
Because that's what I know all about. But
all that, dude, just chilled out. 4-day kayak trip, that sounds fun.
That sounds terrifying. That sounds scary.
You couldn't even do a kayak if it's like a little creek, like a little, maybe like a river?
No.
No?
No.
Too far from the shore?
And just no way. In a kayak? Oh, my God. Oh, no. You're like.
You're right there.
Yeah, you're like right at the
you're
water.
You're right there.
I just don't. Maybe like a crick.
Crick?
Where I just set it and I don't move. I'm just in the rocks.
You couldn't do the tubing things that everybody does, right?
No. I've been asked a couple times to float down river or whatever.
Where is it? Like out in Herkimer somewhere people do that?
There's a couple of them. I couldn't.
I don't want my legs just hanging in the water while I go down the river or whatever the hell you go down.
Yeah. There's fish that, know what's going on, and they're just waiting for your wiener, and they're just gonna grab
read that
it.
Post from Carla in Twitch.
I'm going 444 miles in a kayak in June? What? Why?
Why? Are you lost? Do you need help?
Don't do that.
Carla, if you need help, just tell us in Twitch.
Yeah.
Do you need a ride?
Smash a button. Just smash any button.
Smash it. Duncan, Halloween at the park tonight and every night. Ooh, these sprinkles might make it extra cool tonight if you go. I like it.
Yeah.
HalloweenattheParks.com for tickets and information. You got to buy tickets in advance. Mile-long drive through Janesville Beach Park. From the creators of Lights in the Lake, Lights on Jacob Lane, and Fright Nights. But it's fun for the family. It is not scary. It's for the kiddos. HalloweenattheParks.com. I love that we have to treat our presidential candidates like children and turn off their microphones.
Right? Good God, man.
For Thursday's debate.
I can't.
Oh, what have we done?
There is no chance I'm watching that, man.
Any functional adult, please.
I said it before the last one, but after watching the last one, I can't. It's just not.
They just yell at each other.
Nobody's going to be swayed one way or the other at this point. No. You know what I mean? I get what they got to do. They got to do it, but I'm out.
But they don't debate. They just yell at each other.
Yep, they don't.
And they're going to do a thing this time. I might just watch it to see how they do that and how they're going to yell over their mics now.
Right, I was going
to
say, because they don't get muted. It's not thank God it's not the moderator that has to worry about that. They just, when their time is up, it's off. The mic just gets turned off. So who the hell knows?
We're treating our presidential candidates like toddlers.
Two senior citizens. And then people wonder why, you know, the younger crowd is so disrespectful to the older generations. Look at those two bozos.
I know.
Look at look at the hands we've been dealt.
Well, get voting. The only way you can make change anything is to vote. Early voting is open. So
yeah, did you see that? 26 million people already.
People
voted.
Are voting like crazy, man.
Yeah, get out there, go vote. Don't be.
Hope somebody's voting for me, man.
Don't do what I used to do and be like, well, it doesn't matter, so I'm not going to vote for the president. It doesn't make a difference.
Vote, please.
It doesn't matter. Even if it doesn't matter, because. I mean, if you're voting for Biden in the state, it really doesn't matter.
And can
but
I just quickly give you an example?
Say they're not.
I'm going to give you an example, Cody, of what's going to happen when the mic goes off.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to say this and this and this. And now I'm just going to keep saying
If I could just answer your question, Mr. Moderator, I would like to point out that
that's how microphones work.
Yep, that is literally what it's going to be.
So it's like, it's just going to be they're screaming louder at each other.
Yeah. I for my own sanity, for my own... It gave me acid reflux the next day. Mm-hmm. Like, I woke up with acid reflux from that the last time.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't. I can't. It just shows overall how ridiculous it is. I don't know anything about that crazy woman they're trying to put into the Supreme Court. And so I was like, let me be a person that absorb some knowledge.
Right.
And I tried to watch, like the hearings or whatever they're doing with her,
mm-hmm.
where they're supposed to like ask her policies and this and that or whatever. And I ended up watching Ted Cruz just talk about what he thinks is wrong with certain parts of America today for 25 minutes. I was like, bro, this is not a platform for you to tell me what you think is wrong with things. Like, you're supposed to be, I was like, this isn't helping anything.
Like, I really want to like,
they just don't help anything ever.
I'm an idiot. I don't know anything, but I would say, We gotta find a way to limit our politicians' income to like $200,000 a year,
and not because they've got some people make they don't make a lot, but they make a lot on other crap.
Yeah,
while
we gotta be
in
able
office.
To be like, no, you can't do that. Like, you're not getting $1 million quote unquote speaking engagements.
Yeah, you want to? Oh, Brett, you're write your book. Maybe once you're done being the governor of New York.
Yeah,
you know
right,
I mean?
Cuomo? Like, you're on a book tour right now, brah.
There were some things going on while you were writing a book that maybe you shouldn't have been writing a book.
Yeah, like,
dick.
It's like, A, I want to get rid of career politicians.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to sit till you're dead.
Till you're a 100-year-old racist.
Yeah, like, you don't get to do that.
Yeah.
You get a couple of terms, and then we turn it over. A, and then I want to see all your money. I want to see every dime you're getting. I want to see every penny you're getting, of course we want this senator to go have a speaking engagement at a random oil company or whatever. Like, I want to know what kickbacks you're getting.
Yeah,
I want to know everything you're doing.
Mm-hmm. We won't. We never will.
And then I don't want a president anymore. I want like a group of people with brains.
Right. Like a a brand ambassador.
An
American brand ambassador.
Let's just get a group of smart people.
Like,
kind of work together.
Right? Like, hey, we like that that George Clooney fella or that Brad Pitt guy. Put an American flag behind him. That way, if we ever need a speech or anybody to talk to the American people, we just trot Leonardo DiCaprio
out.
That's
fine. I'm fine with that.
You know?
But we got to start by getting all these career politicians out, man.
Yeah.
That was never meant to be a career.
Yep.
It was meant to be, okay, I live out in the middle of Iowa. I have no representation in Washington. I'm a farmer, but you know what? I'll go tell them what my community's up to.
Yeah.
Do that for a little bit, then I'll go back to farming. Now you got guys who will just sit there for 40 years.
Right.
What? What are they doing?
And some of them, no matter what side you sit on, some of their thoughts and beliefs and morals are just so absurd that...
They're old people.
Like, man, some of the stuff is beyond comprehension that is still allowed.
And I get that older people need representation. I'm fine with that.
No, that's very
But not
fine.
All old people.
Yeah, not all 70 and up.
It's not meant to be a career, man.
Because let me go ahead and drop the not for nothing.
Not for nothing?
They've done such a great job with the country leading up to this point.
I know, we're killing it, right, guys?
These old people are doing great. So.
No, I just think that, you know, we've got to get back to what this was supposed to be. Everybody preaches what the, you know, the Constitution is. The Constitution is about representation of your area.
Yeah.
So, okay. You get a guy who was in Washington, D.C. for 40 years. He doesn't know about his district anymore. Or no. She doesn't know.
No.
They don't know what they're representing anymore.
Mm-mm.
You need people who are business owners and community members to go and say, here's what's going on in my community.
Yeah.
Not dudes who are just fundraising whenever they're home.
Right. Not just old guys that are just, I don't know, they're left in that position because there's, you know, nothing in place to be like, hey.
All right, move it out.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. Or the fact that a lot of these guys, when they screw up or they lose something, when you, like, lose, you should be done. You shouldn't then be able to be like,
no, but I'll come back.
I'll do it again.
Right.
Like, so now, like, people have got to waste more money on your ass when, like, you already failed several times.
No, like, we didn't want you before. What makes you think we want you now?
Yeah, it's just weird. Like, don't then run on a different platform or try to go up higher, like some of these, those, like, some of the local people you see. Like, didn't you lose elections? And then they bounce back up. They're like, vote for this person. And it's like, wait, you lost something lower 3 or 4 years ago,
but no,
so
but
now you're going to jack it up
right?
And go for higher stakes
right.
And think that we all forgot?
Right.
Like,
it'd be like me asking somebody out for the 8th grade dance, and they're like, no, I'm not going out with you. All right, I'll be back in a week. I'm going to ask you again.
Yeah, but in like 2 weeks. Or it's like, you're like, you want to be friends? No, I don't really like you. And then 2 weeks later, you're like, so we going to that dance or what?
What? I said I don't like you.
You didn't win the first thing where we didn't want to be friends.
Go back to the grocery store. You get hired. You are the checkout clerk.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, we got a shift manager opening. And you're like, all right, I'll put in for that.
Yeah.
And they go, nah, you're not qualified to be the shift manager. You're like, all right, then I'm the CEO now.
Yeah, then I'm just going to
be
the
CEO then.
Can I do that? Can I just be like store manager then?
No, you weren't old enough.
I'll run for store manager then. I need $100 million for campaign, please.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
That's what irritates me the most. Josh Mack, 2024.
Yeah.
No, we have too many skeletons in our closet. If they wanted to make slanderous campaign ads about us, it would not be very hard to do.
No, not at all.
But going back to what I was saying about, like, you know, these the politicians who are, like, on Congress and stuff, the only time they go back to their district, and I've seen it with my own two eyes, is to have dinner with other rich people to fundraise, and then they go back to Washington. At no point do they ever talk to anybody in their community.
Yeah, nope, no, they just peace out.
Because this is their career now. It's supposed to be, all right, I'm a business owner, I'm going to go do this thing, let people know what's going on.
Yeah.
Back in, you know, central New York.
Man.
Then I'll come back.
Wouldn't it be great if we just had, like, some other guy somewhere far away that could just, like, rule over us or something? And, like, I don't know, not, you know, like a, sits on a throne or something.
We
like
want
that.
A king? Want to go back to that? I won't run for president, but I will be your king if that's what you want.
I mean, did we ever try that before? Or no? Because, I mean, might as well try something new.
Josh Merica?
I mean, why not? Josh Merica? United States of Gross Fat?
Do they feed me grapes if I'm the king of Josh Merica? Or is that a Greek thing?
I think it's a Greek thing, but if you are king, then they can even definitely have them just hold a thing of grapes over you and fan you with a thing.
Mmm.
I mean, how about that?
That's fine. Josh, who are you kidding? You beat your wife into submission to finally date you.
Ah.
No, I just think that she was out of options, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
She was like, ugh, this guy? All right.
Yeah.
Fine, I'll give him a go. And then I showed up at her house with a tight gray sweater on. Remember back in the 2000s, those gray sweaters with like they were like ribbed sweaters?
Yeah.
Had one of those on.
Did you?
I remember it to this day.
Nice,
I could
dude.
Never pull that ribbed sweater off today, but I had it then.
And you were always 1,000 degrees because they were the hottest things in the world
I
for some reason.
I can't wear anything that's not a short sleeve t-shirt, but I did put it for the date.
Yeah.
I put on a sweatshirt.
Damn,
I put on a sweater.
You were looking to get some.
Okay. I didn't, I mean, I. She must have been one of like the first, I don't think I ever dated anybody before my wife. So I don't know what to do. I showed up in a sweater.
There you go.
Like SpongeBob going to work.
I like it. I'm in.
Anyways, we'll get off our throne.
Well, maybe.
No, unless it's Josh Merica. That's going to be happening.
Wait, we tried this in 1770? Are you sure?
I don't know.
I don't. When?
I'm not looking to read history books.
Where was that? Is that even here?
Up in Ontario. Good morning, this is K-Rock. They are petitioning to open an empty Blockbuster as a museum.
Yeah, isn't the last Blockbuster still
in
open?
In Oregon, maybe?
But isn't that a Blockbuster museum?
Is it? I don't know. It might be.
Can you still rent things there? That would be insane.
Awesome.
If people still be like, all right, I'll be right back. Where are you going? Blockbuster. What?
Dude, I think it would be awesome.
Is there a DeLorean parked outside?
Like, I know that I'm doing a lot of retro stuff today. I talked about that hands-free headset. But I had never thought about the fact that we need a VHS museum of some kind. Like, Katie and Twitch brought up the good point that they have in the Strong Museum, like, the little mini Wegmans you can go around and play.
Oh, really?
I want to be, like, we had cool. Such a part of our youth was the video store.
They don't have some, entertainment of the 90s part of, like, the Smithsonian?
They should.
I don't know. I have no idea. I only went there once, and that was 20 years ago, so they might know.
Tax line, great point. What era will they choose to freeze it in? Oh, like they should pick like this Blockbuster Museum is frozen in 1987.
No.
What?
I got it.
What?
You know how you would start a Blockbuster and you would like loop and you do like, you know what I mean? Like everybody had their Blockbuster path when you went in to like look at videos that. Each little section, it turns. When you walk in, it starts in
85, 86.
And then it just kind of
I like that, Cody.
Goes around the store and then all of a sudden you're into the, I don't know, 2000s if you want, where there's some DVDs or whatever.
And then there's those double saloon doors that you go through to see boobs and vagina.
Yep. I am pretty upset that all those went out of style before we could rent them.
Really? Like, you wanted to rent those?
Well, I wanted to go in and be like, what do we have here? Or at the very least, creep out some poor, unexpecting person and bring up like, you know, 15 videos. They're like $2 a piece. It'd be worth it just to... Yeah. Or and accidentally push them over when they're not looking. Oh, God. Sorry.
You can't relate to this, but I got tall very early in my life. So I was already...
Same.
6 feet. I know you did, buddy.
Same, dude.
I was already 6 feet by like 13, 12 or 13.
Wow.
So I would be able to see over the double doors. So I would do that move where I was like, just looking at videos, and then I'm like, oh, I guess I'm next to these doors now. And
oh, yeah.
It's over there.
Oh, hell yeah, because I could still see.
Yeah.
Like if I was, you know, on that back wall that's kind of, you know, adjacent, you just kind of look, and you're like, I can see covers of
things. I can see covers of things.
Yeah.
And Video Ranger in Phoenix almost had a bigger adult section than they did the rest of the videos.
Yeah.
Like in my mind.
Yeah. Chimney's same.
They had.
Big old back room.
Like, there was the new releases, and then there was all the classics in the back. But the double doors was, like, that's an extensive, at least in my small brain, was an extensive area.
Right? Yeah. Oh. God, that's great.
Anyways, I would love it. I would love to see some kind of video museum.
All those poor porn videos, all just thrown in dumpsters. I'm assuming that's where... Those are.
And anybody who ever worked at a video store, like when those would come back, would you clean them or? Because I would imagine stuff was on them, right?
I never thought about that. No, I hope not.
But like if the guy's done and.
He doesn't like. That'd be weird if you're just walking around with semen hands.
But if it like. I don't know. You I mean, clean, even like a lotion, I don't know.
Oh, you clean yourself up first and then you put away your accoutrements.
Accoutrements.
Your parties. You know,
I've told you the story about the. The VHS player we destroyed because of that, right?
didn't you get like one stuck in it or something?
Yeah.
Ugh, that's
my buddy Nick. Rest in peace, Nick.
That is some panic.
We went down. I walked down to his house, and his dad had a video, and he put it in the VCR.
Yeah.
We started to watch it, and his dad pulled in.
Yep.
So we went to go stop it and eject it, but it wouldn't eject, so we just smashed the VCR. For some reason, in our brains, that was going to be less trouble.
Yeah. Where's the VCR? I smashed it and threw it away.
I smashed it and threw it away. It's broken.
What?
Yeah. Why would you do that? I don't know, man.
I smashed it with a hammer and threw it in the garbage. What are you going to do about it?
Listen, Nick and I didn't make the best decisions.
Where's my porno? What porno?
What are you talking about? How would I know?
I don't know about anything about a porno.
We are just 2 days away from our wheel of tattoos. We are doing it differently this year over at Timeless Tattoo. I'm excited about how we're doing it this year.
Please remind me Wednesday night or Thursday morning not to come here.
Not to drive here?
I'm so worried I'm going to do that for some reason. I don't know why, but I'm like, I'm going to come here.
So Thursday morning, we'll be live from Timeless Tattoo. Now, we're doing this very COVID-friendly, very safe.
Yes.
Myself, Cody, and Rosa will be secluded off to another room.
Oh, no.
And we're going to have either a wireless mic or a really long mic cable to the wheel of tattoos.
Marota?
Where you guys will be probably 20 feet from us.
Yeah.
And masks on all the time. If you have an appointment, you've already been notified of that. Masks on at all times. No guests. Just you. Show up like 10 minutes before your appointment. We'll have you spin the wheel. You'll go with an artist back to another secluded area and forever be punished.
Secluded as hell.
Now, I should clarify something because Showgirl K-Pretz is on Thursday. And she only has black and gray tattoos. And she goes, well, I don't really like color tattoos. You don't have to get color.
No, don't get
color. It's just the design. Yeah. And if you see like the Boom Shakalaka has a teal, you can pick whatever color you want. For
yeah,
that.
Or nothing.
Or nothing. We let you just, like, the colors are flexible. That's fine. It's just the design we're fine with.
That's the one thing. And, or I would say, though, if you've got, you get the Roomba, the poo's got to be brown.
Well, yeah, that's unacceptable. When, what else is it going to be?
Yeah.
Going to make it green or something?
Well, I mean, it can't be just white, like normal. Or black.
Be poo.
That's the poo. You're getting poo on you.
Yeah, and each artist has their own little spin on it. Like, we had two Butter Cody's last year, and they're both subtly different.
Yep. Two Apple Peaches Pumpkin Pie, different colors.
Yep, yep.
Is that our only...
Yeah.
The Hoy Hoys are different.
The Hoy Hoys are different. Someone was brown. Yeah, the colors are adjustable. You and your artist can work on that, because we don't want to obviously screw you forever.
No.
I mean, a little bit we do, but...
No, I mean, you're not your mom. That was too easy. That was an easy one.
All right.
That one doesn't count.
So, Cody Mack, our Tuesday topic.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one, I think.
This is going to take you guys a little bit to answer. But it's a question I've kind of always had. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. You can get in the chat room there. Text line, 315-364-109. Powered by Adirondack Food and Fuel. You can text us there. The Tuesday topic is this. Those of you who work alone, work in remote locations, work by yourself in some weird way, overnight, those kind of jobs. What's the creepiest thing you've ever seen or even heard? What's the creepiest thing you've ever experienced at your job? Because I'll see the police that are out at 5 a.m. just sitting in the woods waiting to catch speeders or whatever. That scares the hell out of me. They're just backed up into the woods at 5 a.m.
Yeah, just imagine someone coming, walking up out of the woods and giving like a...
Hey. Yeah, right? Right? Terrifies me.
Huh?
Or those security guards that are just working by themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
What have you experienced?
I mean, I had like the ghosty things at the Landmark when I worked there doing cleaning stuff. I mean, I've talked about that before.
Yeah, those are good.
I mean, that is weird. Like where the elevator ran by itself, but it literally... can't. There has to be someone on it with a key. Where I was down in the basement and it came all the way down, doors opened.
Yeah.
Like doors don't even open without like someone has to be on it, press a button, get, you know what I mean?
It's what's your name? Clarissa, one of those.
I forget.
Joey would know.
I was gonna say both your brother and me have had random
he got used to it. Because he'd be there late nights all the time.
Yeah, crazy.
And you have to have conversations with Clarissa or Carissa, whatever her name is.
Yep.
Just being like, hey, I got to do this. Stop.
Yeah, towards the end, when I became aware of that, then I would be, you know, like, like when I open the elevator doors, they come out onto a floor with nobody, be like, all right, it was like immediate Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
When, all right, I just got to vacuum this.
Come on, guys, give me a break.
Like, you know how many times a door stopper would just flip itself up and the door that I had open would just come a clamp, slamming closed?
Wow.
What? Wait, what?
This is why I'm worried about our ghost hunt, because you do get... I've never experienced anything.
I get weird.
You get stuff that happens to you,
yeah.
And I'm going to be there with you, and Joe is, and it's going to be weird, man.
I mean, the weirdest one of that is the perfume one, where one of that ghost's trademark things
is the
lavender scent.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down into the basement, again, that no one can get into without a key, and I thought as a prank... somebody had smashed a bottle of perfume and I refused to go down there and work because it was so strong. And then I brought my dad down there to show him that I wasn't just trying to get out of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We went down to the basement. Not a smell. Nothing. Oh, nothing there at all. Man. I went, I'm telling you, it was here.
All right. So get your stories in.
I bet you guys got some good ones.
The Tuesday topic. Those of you who work alone, you work in remote locations, you work overnight. What is the creepiest thing you've ever experienced? We are in ghosty season, and I know you've got stories. I want to hear them. Cody Mack, I love creepy stuff that time of year.
There's some good ones.
You and I will be doing a Twitch exclusive ghost hunt the Friday night before Halloween. We will be live from 10 p.m. until we're done. So hopefully we find some stuff. Cody is very sensitive to all this kind of stuff. I guarantee he's going to stir something up. So go follow our Twitch channel. That's where we'll be live. I'm going to set up a couple of cameras.
Yeah, we...
So while we're investigating, you guys can watch stuff.
You think ghosts like weed?
Why, you're going to bring them some weed?
That's just kidding. And you're going to be there late and it'll be dark.
What
by
if the
yourselves?
First time I ever smoke weed is on our ghost hunt? And I'm just...
I wouldn't do that to you.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Like, that's not... That's just asking for paranoia. Like, because that's a real side effect. Well, it might not be that you think a ghost is around, but it's definitely, you can be like, someone just knocking at the door? Who's outside? Does a car just go by? What's going on? Someone here for me? You know what I mean? You do get little
who
twinges. You're like, what? Like, stop. Don't be. So, no, I wouldn't do that to you. It'd be funny, though.
So.
Definitely be funny.
You guys have some great stories. I want to get into them.
Yeah. There's some weird stuff, man.
Today's Tuesday topic. Those of you who work alone, work by yourself, maybe overnight. Work in remote locations. What's the creepiest thing you've experienced? Cody, I'll let you start. Why don't you read some of the messages that are coming in? K-Rock text line, Twitch chat.
Off the text line, right off the bat, someone found an old electric chair in the basement of a flower shop that used to be a hotel.
They're killing people at the hotel?
Like, what? I mean, did you sit in it? I would have sat in it. You know, like, I would have messed around with it. That's like the best... I mean, you want to talk about selfie ever?
Yeah, right?
That old electric chair.
Lottie, this isn't creepy, but Lottie had a bobcat walk up right next to him at the archway of Omegang at 4 in the morning once.
Yikes.
Nelpini, if I'm saying that correctly, on Twitch, had to dig a trench around Fort Johnstown, which was a Civil War jail back in the day, in order to waterproof the foundation. Found a ton of human bones in the ground, including part of a jaw.
Oh, my.
Living loco, I work in a funeral home, and I've had a door closed in the far room. I just keep telling myself it's a draft.
Whoa.
I'm with you, Jay Frizzle. Those random scarecrow people around Fulton freak me out.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
Here, go ahead and read some. What do you got?
Let's see, where was the other one? Oh, someone that works at a casino would try to, you know, go potty in a secluded area. And the stall door next to them would open and close on its own. The hand sensor sink faucet would turn on by itself. Other people that work there see shadows up where they go. That's weird.
Nag and Twitch. I used to manage a Planet Fitness, and when I would close up for holidays, I would shut all the locker doors in the locker rooms, and when I was about to leave, I would hear lockers opening again.
Whoa.
I would go check the room and find 8 lockers open.
Okay.
Who haunts a Planet Fitness?
Right?
Who You're going to be a ghost.
Maybe something else before that.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
Let's see. Used to work at the Syracuse VA. One elevator at the older part of the building at night when you would be in it by yourself and you'd be going up. And the floors, they would light up by themselves. You wouldn't even push the buttons. You'd get to the floors. Doors would open. No one would be there.
Read that top text. All I see is I found a half-dead guy. I don't know what that says.
Oh, my. I found a half-dead guy while inspecting houses.
What do you mean half-dead?
Like, OD'd and was laying there like a homeless guy? Or
like in 7 where he's in the bed and he's like, looks dead, but then he coughs?
Yeah. Or was he
You, sir, need to give us more. Oh, that, too.
That's
you,
half,
sir,
half
need
dead.
To give us more information.
Yeah, the other half would be fully dead, but he only has half of them, so he's only half-dead.
Joelle, I work in a nursing home, and at night, if someone was going to die, the exit signs would flicker, and you would see a shadow at the end of the halls. No way! Man!
That's the Grim Reaper.
Come on.
A lot of people hear steps. Real weird.
What do you see?
A lot of, like, people working overnight security. They're on the main floor, and they go out, and there's a completely opened balcony on the second floor. Then they heard footsteps right behind them. Oh, my goodness.
Tuesday topic.
Oh, my God. And then they saw somebody in front of the painting.
Come on, man.
I can't.
Tuesday topic. Those of you who work alone, maybe in remote locations, maybe overnight by yourselves, cleaning, warehouses, whatever. Security, what's the creepiest thing you've ever experienced? Blender Nate. When I first started my current job, I was working nights. When I was closing up after everyone had left, stuff would fall off the shelves in parts of the building where people weren't. radios would go on and off by themselves. The worst part was something completely natural. The rats would start to scurry around when it got dark and quiet because they don't give an F.
Whoa.
Go ahead, Cody.
Let's see. Where did this one go? Oh, my God. I worked for DPW and was plowing one night at like 3 o'clock in the morning during a snowstorm. And there was a kid just standing in the middle of a yard, never moved. There was no footprints. When I came back to plow the other side, the kid was gone. Still no prints. So,
dude, you see, and I lost the message.
You done didn't see a ghost.
Here's another one. Dude is a firefighter, and I'm just paraphrasing because I've already lost it. He was a firefighter, and you know how like they block off the roads or whatever?
Yes.
Like they'll like block off the roads?
Yeah.
He was sitting in the truck, and he said somebody just came up to the truck casually in the freezing cold and asked when the power's coming back on.
Oh, wow. Yeah, wait, yeah, I saw that one too. Where'd it go? Ugh. Yeah, right there, there. Yeah, yeah.
What does it say?
Yeah, yeah. And, he was just sitting there. He had no light and was just at the window asking when the power would be back on. Seen him walk back down the road. It was just a creepy just dude.
What was
just
it?
Just came out of nowhere.
Or was it a spirit? You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Why would there be a dude out there?
All right, I'm trying to keep up with all the chat that's happening.
Yeah. Ooh. Sherbro Off-Road was doing a leaf cleanup and there was a bear behind him. That's not a ghosty thing. That's just downright scary.
There's a lot of you.
Yeah.
Sherbro Chris, I was a bartender at an old moose lodge, was closing up around 2:30 a.m., kept hearing doors open and close, nobody else was there.
Whoa. Just because, you know, stuff that when you're, you know, by yourself and doing things that are terrifying, this would make me poop.
What?
This person logs and they cut down a tree and two dead raccoons fell out of it. I would jump. Man, you guys got some weird stuff.
Tisha, my aunt worked on train tracks picking up trash at night. She saw a floating lantern with the sound out of one of the old track carts that took two people to move.
Whoa.
Pirate, when I was doing something in Gettysburg, was exploring the battlefields early in the morning. A Confederate and Ally soldier came out of the woods and were talking to each other on the other side of the field. I didn't think anything of it until I realized later that day it was a Sunday and they don't have actors working on Sundays.
Whoa.
Pac's mom in Twitch chat.
Some of these take a minute to for you to wrap your brain around, man.
I used to work at St. Joe's, Syracuse, in the cancer unit. Had multiple sightings of ghosts walking in the hallway doing night shift. Pretty sure there were patients that passed away. I would bet that hospitals have a lot of spirits, man.
Well, did you see the one from Dunes?
Go ahead.
Her nephew was talking to a ghost in the basement of an apartment she lived at. When he left, he would say, "Bye, Joe." Turns out the landlord's dad was named Joe and died in the house.
Dude, kids can see stuff, man. Kids see stuff.
Because they're not corrupted by...
Well, they like, they're
open. Real
opened.
And fake. That's what I'm saying. They don't know yet whether or not things like that can happen. So
my daughter used to see a black cat that lived in our house.
Yeah, my little sister years later, because she was afraid people would think she was crazy, said that she would have like a conversation with a little girl up in her room at my mom's, that haunted ass house.
I don't know how kids do it, man.
Because like you said, they're open to it. They've not yet been told. You know,
that nothing's real,
that
right?
This ain't real, that ain't real, this is not real, we do this, you know what I mean? As far as they know, everything's real, so if they're more open to accept it.
Tuesday topic, if you've worked alone overnight, you work in remote locations, you work by yourself, what's the creepiest thing you've experienced? I see a bunch of texts coming in.
I mean, who knows what our brains have dismissed over the years?
Yeah.
You don't know, every weird, creepy instance could be ghosts.
See, Kay Pretz's daughter tells her all the time she feels someone tickling her neck and back while she plays in her craft room upstairs. See?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, some of those texts quickly, Cody. What's coming in on the text line? Twitch, we'll talk to you during the break.
Oh, my God. Parents' house is haunted, and we all played with the same little girl growing up. My youngest sister, who is 10 years younger than me, played with her the most and found out her name is Jelly and described to us how she died.
Yo.
Okay.
Text line, okay. I am a home remodeler and work at the SU sorority houses. They have pianos in there. I'd mess around with it, and then I'd go back to work, and somebody'd still be playing the piano. Yeah! Oh, those are old houses, too.
Wow. No, yeah, that is one of the weird things about ghosts being only from, you know, colonial times and older times. Weird. I don't know. I don't get it. Maybe it's like a waiting list.
Text line, I was driving the Zamboni for an ice rink about 20 years ago all by myself.
A Zamboni
or ice resurfacing
machine? Ice resurfacing
machine. I was all by myself, found a nudie magazine in the engineer's bathroom, so I joshed off. All right, well, thank you. Thank you.
Only in Creepybot is it you use joshing off as a term.
Worked security at Remington overnights and had seen shadows running down the aisles, followed by a cold feeling in an area where workers have no access to. Man.
Oh, jeez. My son was about 2 at the time at Beardsley Castle and started screaming at something in the woods, but there was nothing there.
Dude, kids, no. All right, hold on. What's this one? Because this is local to my town. My sister used to live in the Cherry Street Apartments in Phoenix, one of the ones in the basement. One night I was watching my niece and I just put her to bed, and my sister and I were watching Jersey Shore in the living room. We heard a little girl in the bathroom, so we both got up and was like, Grace, you need to go back to bed.
Whoa.
When we looked in Grace's room, she was in her bed and the bathroom door was shut. Needless to say, my sister moved out a few months later. Is that the old Cherry Street school? Is that the same place?
Oh.
Man, I bet that's got some stories. Anyways.
Jeez.
You guys got some great stories. We'll keep reading them. Tuesday topic. Those of you who have worked alone, remote locations, by yourself, overnights. What's the creepiest thing you've ever experienced? K-Rock Text Line brought to you by Adirondack Food and Fuel in Frankfort. We love those guys. We talked about the Blockbuster. We did our Tuesday topic. Why is everybody turning on Chris Pratt all of a sudden? You don't like Chris Pratt. That's right. Twitter says he's the worst Hollywood Chris.
Way to get on the damn train, my friends.
You've been anti-Pratt?
Yeah. I don't like, he's the goofy doofus from the Parks and Rec that everyone was like, yeah, but he should be a huge mega sex star action movie star guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, huh? No, he should be a goofy looking doofus character that he is, because he's a goofy looking doofus. But he's Hollywood, so he's a dreamboat because he has some abs now.
All right, so we'll talk about that. I got a Minnesota pumpkin that's 2,350 pounds.
Psh.
It's a big-ass gourd.
Sweego gets one bigger than that sometimes, don't they? Do they still have that pumpkin fest up there?
Oh, may do they?
I used to go to that when you were up at a college.
What's the biggest pumpkin in New York?
They'd have that big-ass one.
It's the biggest New York pumpkin?
Well, let's find out.
Duncan, Halloween at the park. Come down with me. Tonight and every night, HalloweenatthePark.com for more information. Lovely drive through for you and the fam. Jamesville Beach Park. So we're talking pumpkins in the Twitch chat because I just teased not the world record, but this year's biggest pumpkin.
Okay.
I guess they travel to this big Half Moon Bay pumpkin contest.
Oh, fancy.
In California, where you bring all your big pumpkins.
Big old pumpkins. All right.
2,350 pound pumpkin.
Wow. That's almost the record.
Yeah.
Almost the record.
What did you find? I find 2,500 pound was the biggest pumpkin in New Hampshire, right?
Yep.
2018.
Yep. Or they displayed it at the New York Botanical Gardens.
This is really insensitive.
Whatever that is. Uh-oh.
I've been there. It's pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to sound really insensitive, and I apologize to anybody who I offend, but when I see those gigantic pumpkins, they just look like morbidly obese people who can't get out of their beds. Because the way they grow, like they just like grow into the ground. It's just like,
no, I know what you mean. Because you see those people.
I'm a gourd. I can't move. I'm a problem.
Excuse me. Put me on a flatbed truck, please. I'm a gourd.
All right. That's all I see, and it's so insensitive.
Oh, you want to move me? Well, good luck.
Hold me down and pick me up with a forklift. I'm a pumpkin.
If you can roll me on my side and spray down my dirt, it'd be nice because I'm a big old gourd.
I can't wipe myself. I'm a pumpkin.
If you can please wipe my pumpkin butthole, please, because I can't read it with my stumpy little
arms.
That's
what I see, because they're so big and they don't, like...
Don't give me a hug.
They're just right. Like, I wish somebody, again, very insensitive, but I wish somebody would put little legs and little arms on the giant pumpkins, so it looks like... And like
it's
maybe,
a Gilbert Grape's mom.
Yeah, like, it's close.
Mama.
I'm not a gourd.
Like, that 600-pound life person who's like gigantic.
Yeah.
So insensitive, but that's what makes me laugh.
They have to do the same way to get the pumpkin into the New York Botanical Gardens that they do with that person.
Oh, we got a wheel, we got a big old bed, and put me on a stretcher, please. You gotta take the wall off my house to get me out of the pumpkin. Oh, here's the problem. The door frame's not gonna be able to be there. I'm a gourd.
That makes me laugh. Hambone, you're not morbidly obese. You are the sexiest damn person.
Yeah, you can get out of your house.
So
I'm just gonna sit here. If you want to put me on a bale of hay for a couple months,
I think they're just on the ground, because all we're doing like this. That's what this person did in this article. He just said, "How did you grow the world's biggest pumpkin?" Quote: "I constantly water and fed the pumpkin until it got to its size." You're just force feeding this pumpkin.
Yeah.
Like an oversized animal.
It's like that pumpkin's like a dog that has a whole bag of food. He just won't stop eating. You have to put his food up.
It's got to keep me on the ground. I'm going to absorb everything.
I'm a giant pumpkin.
I'm a big old pumpkin.
Cody Mac.
Yes?
If you have raccoons in the house, please check your surroundings. This is a conversation I had to have with my son the other day. Because, their chore was to clean all the windows. So they had one was in, they had divvied this up. One was the sprayer. The other was the wiper. So one had the spray. The other had the paper towels to wipe.
Whoa.
What?
Have we gone back to dollar bills for show? Are they up?
They got their dollar bills.
I'm just making sure that we're getting our just rewards here.
No.
For the type of, who knows what type of Ponzi scheme you're running in your prison cell.
If you don't know what Cody's talking about.
Jailhouse via gross vent.
I'm a pumpkin.
Yeah, I'll be here.
We have a dry erase board with Monday through Friday on it, each with a dollar bill attached, and if they complete their chores every day, they get that dollar.
So he says.
At the end of last week, there'd been a couple of days that I didn't think that they were... They had really kind of phoned it in.
Yeah. So this guy.
Really kind of phoned it in.
Oh, did the maids not clean your vestibule, sire?
There was a couple at Cody is the kids' union rep.
Yeah.
He is.
I'll make sure.
So the end of last week, there was a discrepancy on what had been accomplished. All right. I had not seen some made beds. Some backpacks were not emptied. Homework is off the table.
Yeah, right.
So I said, guys, you each got $2 still up on the board. If you want to earn those $2, I want every window and every windowsill in this house cleaned. They did it. They divvied up the jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm walking in the living room, and I see my son had just put the paper towels next to a lit candle. And I run out, and I go, I go, what do we see here that's a problem?
Yeah.
He goes, I don't see. Oh, I go, yes.
There you go.
Always check your surroundings.
Yes. It's like that commercial. Dad, look. Hey, Dad, look. And then he wants to open the car door, and it locks because there's a car coming. And the dad goes, son, look.
I don't know that commercial.
All right, see you guys later.
I don't have some trying. So this is a guy sitting in his trailer in Washington State, Benton County. Oh, Benton County.
That's
Sunday
one,
morning.
That's the one way up yonder, right?
Washington State, yep.
Okay.
And he was pissed off because a bunch of damn raccoons were living under his trailer.
Yeah, that would be upsetting.
So he's like, I'm done with these raccoons. I'm going under this trailer.
Yeah.
It doesn't say whether he used a candle scare the... He already knows how this ends.
Yeah.
He already knows how this ends.
Yeah.
It doesn't say whether he was using a candle to go under the trailer or if there was already a candle lit in the house.
Of course.
Regardless, while he was trying to wrestle out some raccoons, candle got tipped over.
A fracas occurred. Oh, no.
Burned down the entire trailer. Yeah. Now.
Well, is that an act of God? Is insurance going to cover that? Raccoon?
I mean, I would say... Mission accomplished, right? Like, the raccoons aren't going to live under a burned-out trailer.
They gone now. Yeah, but now they're just in the charred-out remains. They're like, yeah, now you gave us your whole house. Thanks. Now we just live here.
Just Joe checking in our Twitch. What up, Just Joe?
Yes, Yoey.
Yes, Joseph. Just Joe's coming on our ghost hunt.
Oh, next Friday. I keep forgetting that.
Next Friday, Joseph.
See, he can protect me then if a ghost shows up.
We're going to hear some stuff. We're going to find some stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to be there.
That's going to be fun.
What is up, everybody? People still sending in their creepy stories. I appreciate that.
Yeah, there's a lot. You guys got some weird stuff, man.
You went from creepy stories to the time you set your houses on fire, as I just told you, the guy with the raccoon.
Yeah.
We lit my room on fire. My buddy panicked, started spitting on it. When that didn't work, he screamed, "Stop, drop, and roll."
There you go.
Laid down on the fire and started rolling back and forth. Okay.
Did it work?
Not the ideal approach.
I don't remember it now, and now I feel like an idiot, but that was one of the only good things I ever took away from having to watch all of that OSHA and safety videos every other month at Wegmans and Price Chopper, was that I learned how to combat fires, like a grease fire.
You smother a grease fire, right?
I don't remember now, man. Maybe.
Grease fires, you do not put water on. You smother.
Is that the one you throw a blanket over?
You smother it. You starve it of oxygen.
Yeah. Like, then there's the one where you have to spray it with the base. There's another one where you have the powder you can put on it. I thought that was kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, no.
Your shirt lit on fire.
Yeah, there you go.
Cody was telling a story to the Twitch chat that...
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. When your trash can lit on fire and you didn't want to use the bong water, when was that?
Right, it was back when I... Like, right in college when... It was those times when you still had to be kind of secretive about smoking weed. So you couldn't just, you know, walk back into the house and fill up your bong with the correct water level. Because the house... It was separate because I was out in the garage.
Yeah, but couldn't you go to the house and just get a glass of water and...
Yeah, but God forbid you probably smelled like weed at that point, too.
Oh,
so it was a whole thing. And then you're like, you know, I don't know, you know. Again, you lit the garbage on fire, and then you get a serious, you know, statement from the friend of, well, don't use the bong water to put it on. I was like, and then my response of, yeah, you're right, you're right.
You're right.
We'll figure something else out.
The house burn. Why would we ever?
I think I used like a Gatorade or something stupid, and it put it out.
Yeah, you had that right there.
But that was hilarious.
Man, some of you have come so close to lighting your houses on fire. I used to make explosions in the basement. How that didn't light my house on fire
right?
Beyond me. Where I would take a lamp cable, plug it in, and then have the two frayed ends and touch them together for pyrotechnics, and then it would pop. Don't do that, kids. Very dangerous. Very, very, very dangerous.
Did you live under power lines as a kid?
When I came home from Idaho, I lit my trailer on fire, text line says.
Oh, my.
Couldn't give it away. Well, it was an old trailer. Just say, yeah, getting burned.
You country or living out in the sticks people light everything on fire.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Hey, what are we going to do with this couch?
What else am I going to do with it?
Throw it away like a proper, responsible adult.
Why? There's so much fun to be had with a fire.
Yeah, you're right. It's way more fun to just put fireworks all over it and then light it on fire.
I burned my entire children's playset.
Yeah, you did.
I probably have given myself multiple forms of cancer from
it. Yes, you did. Because
it was that treated wood.
You burned a massive amount of treated wood.
My poor kids look out the back window.
Kids, come on. Look at this pretty color smoke.
Yep. I've taken full-size dressers and burned them.
It's a black you've never seen.
Yeah. What else have I burned? I burned couches.
Inhale.
Those are fun.
If you inhale just a little bit, you get wicked dizzy.
Yeah.
You poor guy.
I mean, we used to have, my buddy Jason Bean's dad would have these gigantic bonfires, and he had to hose down the trees around the bonfire so the trees wouldn't go up.
That I remember.
That's what we do.
We used to have to do that in the back of the woods at camp, because we would, you know, when you burn the leaves, and they'd go a-fluttering away. That was one thing my job was to stand back there with the hose with the spray gun on it and the leaf that would flutter away. And sometimes I would, like, wait, be like, what's, go ahead. What are you going to do? Oh, are you going to ignite the whole forest? Well, let's see about that. And then sometimes you'd be like, oh my God, it did catch fire. And then you'd have to spray it. Like, oh, it did. It caught the whole ground off. Okay, all right.
Dude, I only have one house I can see from my house, but there's one that is there in the woods way out that way. I told you last summer, I just heard a massive explosion. He burns everything. This guy burns everything. I hear a massive explosion and his wife just screaming at him.
That's great.
Who knows what he put in that fire?
Oh, man, that is so great. Yeah.
Polly has that story of the time he just, threw beets in the fire or beans and it exploded everywhere?
Threw a can in it. Yeah.
That dumbass.
Yikes.
Anyways.
Oh, wow.
Well, be safe, please. What?
You had to sign a statement and everything. That's pretty damn cool, man.
Where? For what?
For the guy for his trailer. Like, you had to, like, you were doing a control burn.
We used to do that with boats at the marina. If it's like an old boat, what are you going to do with it?
You got to burn it.
You just light it up.
Do a control burn. That's awesome.
Text Cousin Jay on Twitch. My favorite thing about Christmas Day is taking all those cardboard boxes out back and burning them up.
Yeah.
Box springs are fun to burn.
Yeah.
Fireworks, you shoot fireworks at them. I love it.
That's what I was going to say.
It's a good outdoor fire.
I liked doing that part. Lighting the fire with a firework, like the Roman candle. You try to light your fire with that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it worked, sometimes it did not.
Hebner and Twitch, we used to have a street party every year, and the thing was you had to bring a couch. And then we would take people for rides on the couch. We would tie a rope to a four-wheeler, drag them up and down the road.
Dude, that is awesome.
And at the end of the night, we'd burn all the couches.
Dude, that is great.
Woo!
I mean, I've been pulled around on some things on the back of an ATV.
But yeah, sleds and mattresses are mine.
But never a couch.
Never a couch.
My favorite is the sled. The circular.
The saucer sled?
Yeah.
Been there.
Dude, that is the best. And then you let go so it can launch you wherever you're going to slide to. Oh, my God.
Up at Carol and Derek's house, we would tie a mattress behind the lawnmower and do mattress rodeo.
Yeah.
See how long we could stay on the mattress.
Yeah. Other Joel, one of my friends has quite probably the scar on the small of his back.
From what?
Where he thought that he was hiding from me when we were having Roman candle fights. And, I don't know, 5 feet away from him.
Boom!
Boom! Right into his back.
You should be in jail for that.
We were both doing it. He turned around and tried to shoot one in my face. So,
where were your trash can lids?
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
That's what we had, the trash can lids.
No, we would just scamper into the woods real quick.
Oh, and hide?
Yeah, use trees.
The Rays are going to the World Series.
The fans back home weren't with us this year, but you were with us in spirit. Four more wins.
The Dodgers are going to the World Series.
It's been a crazy year for the Dodger fans that are here, the ones that aren't here. We love you. We're thinking about you. And this year is our year. This is our year.
Game one of the World Series begins tonight. Cody Mack, uninterested.
But I am interested. That's you'll what watch makes it, right? Me angry, because it should be a phenomenal World Series. That makes me angry to watch the schmucks Dodgers. Real quick, how did Red Sox and Dodgers fans, how do you guys put up with Mookie Betts, the outfielder, and his weird facial where he tries to be badass, and anytime he thinks the camera's on him, he does this.
He tries to look cool?
He does the thing with his lip, where the left side of his mouth, like he tries to like look like he's like, And it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
That's annoying.
And it's very forced. How did you guys put up with that?
So, that kicks off tonight.
Yeah, and the Dodgers are going to go with Clayton Kershaw to pitch game one because they've not learned any lessons about Clayton Kershaw in the postseason at all. He's trash.
See, you are going to watch it. You're angry. You're going to angry watch it.
I probably will. 4-0 in the second. Tampa, watch.
Really?
They'll knock him out of the game after three innings. He's a disaster in the postseason. He's such a disaster, he had to fake back spasms to get out of pitching against the Braves in a big game. And then he was like, oh, I'm fine the next day, perfectly fine.
No, just that one time, it was that one thing.
I had a quick back spasm that was so bad, I couldn't pitch, but now I'm 100% okay. It went away, which back spasms do, but not in the case when you're trying to make, you know, the stage a little less for someone like Kershaw, who is probably the best pitcher of the modern era that I've ever seen. So...
Last night, Cody's Dallas Cowboys lost to the Cardinals 38-10.
Woo.
Sorry, you're not a Cowboys fan anymore.
Steelers all day, baby. What's like their motto? What do you got? What is the Steelers thing?
It's a terrible towel, right?
Is it? Is that just like their,
black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Yeah, that's me. That's like my favorite Meek Mill song.
What the Cowboys Meek need Mill? To do right here is punch this ball in. They need to do something that they can go back into the film room and feel good about. And scoring makes you feel good. Again. These fans are not happy, and they have a right to not be happy.
Boy, three passes in a row, two fades and a sprint out.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough film to look at, try to find a silver lining here for the Cowboys.
That's Andy Dalton, baby.
That's a red rifle, baby.
What was it? Did he have nobody to throw to, or did he just kind of fall apart? Our
line was really bad, so he didn't make the throws I think he probably should have made. But, I mean, that was one game. Maybe he's got to get back into the swing of things. I don't know. It was just another embarrassing defensive performance. Their defense was out on the field for, like, the entire first half. So they were exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zeke had those two fumbles that he never has. And after that, it was over. that happened, and it was literally over for them. It's like, all right, guys, maybe refocus and come back next week.
Done.
Well, what's hilarious, though, is that we are still in first place in the NFC East.
Yeah.
That is the worst record in the history of the NFL this late in the season being in first place. So, and then we play Washington on Sunday, and the Eagles and Giants play Thursday. So if maybe one of them can just beat the other one and then we win.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, come on. That's so ridiculous, man.
Bills lost last night to the Chiefs as well.
Yeah, that was Josh Allen of old. That's all I got for that.
Yeah.
He played like Josh Allen from a couple years ago. I don't know what he was doing. I think the stage got to him, the pressure a little bit.
He was a Monday night football game? A 5 o'clock Monday night football game?
Well, it was a big, like, that was his biggest game yet against the best team in the NFL,
right.
Patrick Mahomes. And he kind of, like, he tried, but he made a couple mistakes, which, you know what, though, for the Bills, doesn't matter.
What was the
learning
audio?
Process.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman were mocking the pregame flyover?
Oh, I didn't see.
That's a lot of jet fuel just to do a little flyover.
That's your hard-earned money and your tax dollars at work.
Oh.
That stuff ain't happening with Kamala Biden ticket. I'll tell you that right now, partner.
Whoa!
What?
What the hell was that, Troy Aikman?
Troy, I feel like they've been doing jet flyovers forever. I don't think it's a Trump thing, bro.
The military previously said taxpayers incur no additional costs and that flyovers are used to keep pilots sharp.
That's
we're
going
to be flying anyway.
That's always been a thing.
Wow.
That's just a shot not needed to be taken.
Right. Yeah, that's a stupid take.
That was just dumb, Troy.
That's a stupid take.
Got big hands and a dumb mouth.
You dumb Troy.
You
dumb Troy.
You're looking for a scary, scary movie, Cody Mack. According to science, it's the movie Sinister. Now, I asked Twitch during the song if they had seen it. Many of you have, but you said it's not scary.
Yeah, I looked it up. I'd never heard of it even. It's on Netflix?
Oh, is it?
Oh, I thought
so
that's what I saw. Maybe I missed
it. Here's how they did this, right? So they took heart measurements during the movies. They wanted to get your resting heart rate.
It is no longer on Netflix.
Oh, come on. Why did these go away? Man?
Got rid of it in May.
Come on,
oh,
man.
Wait. Hold on. Just sent them the beginning in May. And then, okay, in April, they said he would be here in May, and now it says it's no longer on here. So I don't know anymore.
According to science,
it says
and
Netflix.
Measuring heart rate,
okay.
The movie Sinister is the ultimate horror movie.
I've never heard of it. I'm reading the wiki thing.
Here's the description.
It's not.
Sinister follows the chilling story of a controversial true crime writer, Elliot Oswalt, and his obsession with reviving his career leads to an investigation into a series of family murders and child kidnappings. After unearthing a string of grisly 8mm films seemingly showing the murders, including one in his own house, will Elliot's obsession put his family in danger?
I've seen this with Nick Cage. It's called 8mm. Where he finds a bunch of 8mm
that are snuff films, right?
But it's still people getting murdered, and they're happening in the place he's in, and what? Just because Nick Cage couldn't make it good doesn't mean Ethan Hawke will make it better.
So the reason this is supposedly science's scariest movie is because it will take you from a resting heart rate of 65 to a highest heart rate of 131, meaning the difference is 32%, and that's what sets it apart from the other movies.
That's not. It's so what it's telling you is that it goes through periods where it
bored as hell.
It lulls the bejesus out of you, and then all of a sudden, when you're just like, well, this is the most boring thing ever, you're like, oh my God, whoa.
Number two is Insidious.
Why have I heard of that?
It's a scary movie.
Well, I've heard of that one,
and then
at least.
Three is The Conjuring. What is that one about? That one keeps coming up, too.
That one I've heard of, too, but I don't think I've ever seen any of these. I suck at movies.
I suck at scary movies. So,
who knows?
The biggest jump scare, according to this, Insidious has number one, Sinister has number two, The Exorcist has number three.
Still?
The Conjuring and The Descent. Yeah.
The Descent, is that the one in the...
I need to look up Insidious.
The Descent was weird. I'm pretty sure I saw that. Isn't that where they go into like a hole or something? Yeah. Follow six women who enter a cave system. They struggle to survive against the humanoid creatures inside.
That sounds kick-ass.
That I've seen. That is kind of weird.
All right, now I got to look up what Insidious is about. The first installment of the Insidious franchise. Am I saying this correctly? Please tell me if I'm not.
Insidious.
Married couple Josh and Renee, their sons Dalton and Foster, an infant daughter, moving to a new home. Dalton is drawn to the attic and is frightened by something in the shadows. The next day, he falls into a coma.
Okay.
What did you gasp about? What did you see?
I already forget. Oh, they said your name.
Oh, right.
You're in a horror movie.
There's psychics, paranormal investigators. Like, what is the scariest movie to you guys? Take science out of it.
Yeah, I always say Signs, but let me think of something different. I don't know.
I mean, The Ring really scared me.
That didn't scare me.
It didn't? No. Blair Witch really scared me.
That, I didn't see it in theaters before it came out that it was fake.
Mm-hmm.
So that didn't.
Oh, yeah. So I saw it before I knew that.
See, that would make me terrified. I don't know. I really don't know.
I'm not watching Human Centipede Juggalo.
Yeah, no, that's just gross.
That's just stupid.
I don't like ones where they try stuff. Like, let me go as far as I can with this envelope, and in turn, that means scary.
Are those Jordan Peele movies scary? I've never watched them.
I still haven't either, so no spoilers. Because I haven't either. But I've heard those are great, but not super scary. Hmm.
Paranormal Activity text line says, yeah, the Babadook made this. What is the Babadook about?
What's that?
28 days later. Yeah, zombie movies scare me.
But see, it didn't scare me. It just was like an interesting movie where, oh, that's creepy. You know what I mean? But it's not like, oh, man, whoa. That was
I love
scary.
That Zombieland movie with Woody Harrelson.
I like that, too.
I like that movie. It's fun.
I'm just trying to think of like a movie like The Hills Have Eyes. Because those I always thought were kind of scary. Where you end up in a weird, like a town or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not a town, but
Are creepy.
Weird people.
I want to watch that Netflix Tall Grass one, whatever that is, Tall Grass.
I don't know that one either. Why am I so terrible?
Every day I'm like, I want to go watch a scary movie, and then I don't.
I don't either. I don't know. I don't like hokey, and I always in turn think everything is hokey because my brain won't let it be real.
Bob says Wrong Turn is good. Hubie Halloween, you guys, terrifying.
Terrifying, yeah.
Terrifying movie.
But you know what I mean? Like with The Ring, that didn't scare me because I was like, she's coming out of the TV.
Yeah, this isn't real.
So it just, my brain would not be like, that's terrifying. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
I remember The Shining scaring me a little bit, but I was a kid. Like I was way younger than this.
Yeah.
Yeah, Teeth is the scariest movie because it's about a vagina with teeth on it?
I think so.
Hush on Netflix?
If you go to have premarital sex, that's what the vagines have.
That's what happens.
So
kids gather around.
Think about,
you know,
you just think about that for a minute. You know, the scariest thing of all, premarital sex.
Premarital sex.
Let us pray.
Kids gather around. Youth pastor here talking to you. Tall Grass is cheesy, but still chilling. Jeepers Creepers always gets me reading your texts as they come in.
Yeah.
Last House on the Left. What is that?
I don't know. What's Last House on the
Trying
Left?
Trying to read them as they all come in.
Yeah, some of them I've never even heard of.
Hostel. Those Saw movies creep me out, but those are like more thrillers.
Dude, there were some moments in Hostel that were weird as hell.
What is Hostel about?
I didn't like that. Was that a what's his name movie? I forget now.
Let's look it up.
Not M. Night Shyamalan, but somebody else.
No, Hostel's not a Shyamalama ding.
No, it's the other guy.
Eli Roth.
Yeah, it's that. There's a scene where they like take someone's eye out and they show it. Because they capture these people. They're in a hostel.
Mm-hmm.
These, you know, Americans or whatever.
Yeah.
They take them. And they do stuff to them.
The Fog was scary. You ever seen The Fog?
No.
I like that one.
I haven't. Last House on the Left, I haven't seen. I've heard of all of these because I always see previews and I'm like, oh, look at that. And then I never, ever see it ever in the history of the world.
Like, someone needs to sit me down and make me watch these movies. The Leprechaun movies.
See, that also...
Those were scary.
That also played into a huge part of why I don't like scary movies.
Why?
I hated that cheesiness so much.
To the Leprechaun movies?
Like, the Leprechaun movies.
Chucky,
I thought was weird. Even things like Freddy. I was like, so a guy in a sweater...
Is in your dreams?
In dreams kills you?
Mm-hmm.
Jason, I always thought was... You know, Michael Myers characters I always thought was weird. Like, you know, like this guy just walks after you, Michael Myers, go further away.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That one was a little scary yeah. because, again, it's a weird. That was the things I didn't like. Things that could be kind of real. Or the things I did like where it was kind of real, where there could be a weird. And there was a creepy guy in Texas that made a leather
yeah,
face.
Right.
So.
I mean, dude, you want a creepy movie?
Yeah.
Ernest Saves Halloween, bro.
Ooh,
Ernest Saves Halloween will terrify
you. Bro, let me watch. Let me ease into it a little before I.
let me build up to that.
Yeah.
The Hills Have Eyes. Don't like it. House of a Thousand Corpses. What?
That was a little creepy.
Hills Have Eyes?
Yeah. I didn't really like that.
Like, for me to enjoy a scary movie, it's got to be believable.
That's my thing, is it's got to have some element of this could happen.
Even if there's like a little bit of paranormal, it's got to be like, yeah, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, Blair Witch scared me because you're like, wait, what are they doing? They're on the woods and there's a witch?
Right.
I liked it.
I don't think I've seen many Rob Zombie movies, but I've always heard every one of his are insane. That one with the three of them.
People love Rob Zombie movies.
What's that one with the old guy that died, just recently died?
With that clown makeup on?
Yeah.
I don't know that one. There's House of a Thousand Corpses.
Is that it?
There's a bunch of them. He's made a bunch of them.
But those I always heard were really good.
Yeah, and then the Leprechaun movies got dumb, like Leprechauns in Space and Leprechauns in the Hood.
See, that's just funny. The Devil's Rejects.
Oh, that's the one you're thinking about. Yep. Seven is a good... It's not a scary movie. It's more of a thriller.
Yeah, I would say thriller.
Like, you think about stuff more.
And it's one of those, again, it's like... And I won't ruin it, because some people haven't. When you know the ending... Kind of ruins the rest of the movie. Like,
after you've seen it once, you can't really enjoy it again.
Yeah, once you know what's in the box.
Yeah, you can't really enjoy it
then
again.
Then it's kind of over. Although, if you don't know what's in the box, go watch Seven.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Because it is a good thriller.
Ooh, Ghost.
Ghost
Ooh.
With Patrick Swayze.
Mm.
God, he was so good.
My darling. Rest in peace, Patrick. Rest in peace, Patrick.
Throw it out.
For your leftovers today. Cody, I would absolutely hate to lose you on the show. You know you're my favoriteest Mike 2 ever.
Oh, get out of town.
But I do need to make you aware of job listings that might suit you.
Okay.
There's a cookie company looking for a full-time cookie taster.
Hey now. That don't sound too bad.
And it pays $52,000 a year.
Come on. Why?
Border Biscuits is looking for a master biscuiteer.
Master biscuiteer. Come on.
To sample their creations before they reach store shelves. It is a full-time job, includes 35 vacation days, pays $52,000 a year, and you get all the cookies you want.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I make half that.
I don't... $52,000. I want to make that money.
What the hell? That's insane. I'm sure there's a lot that goes with it. You know what I mean? I'm sure there's a lot you've got to do. You can't just eat cookies all day.
Like, have you ever seen those people?
When we did the Budweiser plant testing.
That's what I was going to say. The Budweiser people. Or, like, whenever they do, what was that Mark Summers show, Unwrapped?
Yes.
When they go to, like, the Breyers ice cream factory and they're, like, they have, like, a brass spoon.
Yeah.
Like,
little palate. Let me sip on this little palate cleanser. Okay, now try something different.
They look for it.
I mean, I mean,
you might as well apply.
It can't hurt to attempt it. I can split my time.
To see a business card that says Master Biscuitier.
Right? I need to be a master biscuiteer.
Ooh, but I do think, here's the bad news for you. Do you like these kind? No, these are those kind of cookies they sell. Like the metal tin cookies.
Ooh,
do you like those?
I do.
Those are the ones they sell, is the metal tin ones.
Yeah, I like those. All right, I'm down. Hell
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, want somebody to taste your biscuit.
I mean, someone's going to eat all your biscuit. I'll tell you that, ladies. All right. You want the master biscuiteer.
The biscuiteer. Not the master biscuiteer.
No.
Just the.
Highest rank.
The.
Biscuit biter in the land. This next guy, I'll tell you what, ladies, look out. Griffin's up next. Be excellent to each other.